This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's tariffs on dozens of countries kicked in at midnight. Prices are expected to go up for us on everything from furniture and toys to cars. CBS's Jason Brooks.
President Trump last month announcing new tariff rates ranging from 10 to 41%, with that highest rate being slapped on Syria. China, Canada, and Mexico face tariffs ranging between 25 and 35%, with U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators recently extending the two countries' trade truce, with China expecting the U.S. to loosen AI semiconductor export controls, while the U.S. wants more rare earth elements from China in a new agreement.
The president's also threatening a 100% tariffs on imported computer chips, which would raise prices on all things digital. Apple's gotten ahead of the curve by committing another $100 billion to boost production in the U.S.
And this is the largest investment Apple has ever made in America and anywhere else.
The Kremlin announced this morning President Putin and President Trump will meet sometime, somewhere, over the next several days. Mr. Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine is tomorrow. Bloodshed at an army base in Georgia.
They have an active shooter on Fort Stewart.
Officials say a sergeant opened fire with his personal weapon. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Five soldiers were hurt. Fort Stewart's commander said three required surgery, though all five are expected to recover.
All of the families of the victims have been notified, and we're wrapping our arms around them and ensuring we provide them all the support that we can.
The suspected gunman has been identified as 28-year-old Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics specialist from Jacksonville, Florida. Military officials say he used his personal weapon in the attack.
Police in North Carolina say two people were killed after they were swept away when their car flipped several times on a flooded road in Spring Hope. Lieutenant Jason Leary jumped in to help before he got swept away, too.
I thought that because I was so close to her, that I thought maybe if I got her and got a hand on her arm or a hand on her and got her head above water, there was enough there for me to grab that I could have held on to and maybe made a difference. But unfortunately, that's just not what happened.
Lieutenant survived by grabbing onto a tree and signaling for help. United Airlines says it expects normal service today after what it calls a technology issue shut down flights in the U.S. last night. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA confirms that the airline asked for ground stops at most of its major hubs, including Newark, Denver, Houston, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Dow futures are up 207. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On the same day, a U.S. Army sergeant shot five soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia. One person was shot and killed at Naval Station Great Lakes. A man died yesterday afternoon after being shot at the Navy base just south of the state line in Lake County. Emergency crews found the victim unresponsive at the Naval base's firing range building and did try life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Lake and McHenry Scanner website reports the medical examiner was called to the Naval base yesterday afternoon. The incident is under investigation by NCIS. The victim's identity has not been released. Officials say it was not an active shooter situation. A home on Buchanan Street in Racine went up in flames at around 8:30 last night, with fire crews saying the house was fully engulfed. It happened near Hamilton, and the fire started near the back of the home. No humans were in the home, and two dogs were rescued. A cause is still under investigation. Racine officials say the city has done all it needs to do in a long contract disagreement with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union says a state labor board sided with them in April after years of talks, but they claim the city isn't following that ruling. The city highlights $5.5 million in recent wage and benefit gains and says they're committed to fair negotiations going forward. The union says they may look to state authorities for their next step. Getting north through Racine County on the interstate may be a little slow. Drivers on a stretch near Highway 20 should prepare for delays today as the DOT closes two inside lanes for pavement repairs. One lane will reopen this afternoon, but the other will stay closed all weekend as the concrete sets. Officials are warning drivers to plan for backups. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4 after sweeping the Nationals. Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and storms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny, 86. Again, a slight chance of a storm. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 65.
There are buttons in my car I've never used, never will use. There's a button with squiggly lines next to a misshapen peanut. I don't know. Never touched it. Don't get me started on the dashboard lights, too. Dashboard lights are not illuminated all the time, so when they are, it must mean something serious, right? But check engine, that's vague. I've checked it, it's there. And I shouldn't have to guess from an exclamation point between two parentheses that my tire pressure is low. But if my windshield wiper fluid is low, all the words, windshield wiper fluid low. Oh my God. Pull over.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Big girls won't cry. Big girls won't cry.
Don't cry. it up to the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock on your Thursday morning. And, you know, I noticed this morning when I left, it's getting darker and darker. During the summer, like in June and July, when I left the house, the sun was up. It was like 12 noon. Now, it's like 8 o'clock at night when I leave the house. I liked it when the sun was up in the morning. I'm like traveling in the dark. You never know what's going to go on. Hey, I got a survey here of 2,000 drinkers. They found tequila causes the worst hangovers. Vodka is the top booze that makes people get naked in public. And whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Just a public service reminder for you from WRJN. We're always here to help. We love helping. All right, time for CCR. Here's Proud Mary at WRJN.
Nelson put job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning.
Mary, it's 6:14 local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. The forecast calling for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's like a 20-30% chance. Highs around 83. Cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 71. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Again, a slight chance. Then becoming sunny with a high near 86. Saturday, sunny, highs 88. And Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. I think it's about a 50-50 chance on Sunday with a high near 85. Right now, it's 70 degrees and sunny at Radio Park. So this guy's proposing to his girlfriend. Ah, it's the big night. He's going to propose. He lit 100 candles in their apartment, but the entire place caught fire and was completely destroyed. But on the bright side, his girlfriend said yes. Come with me.
Night. Oh, I will try and guide you to better times and brighter days.
Supremes. Later on, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Now, we all know Diana Ross, right? What about the other two members of the Supremes? Do you know who they are? See, nobody knows who they are. Everybody knows Diana Ross, but the other two ladies who sang for years on all their hit songs, nobody knows who they are. I know who they are. Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard. Now, later, other ladies joined the group, but those were the two original ladies who sang with Diana Ross. But nobody knows who they are. I wonder how they felt when Diana Ross said the group is now going to be called Diana Ross and the Supremes. I wonder how they felt. That's got to be bothersome, huh? Because Diana Ross went on to fame, Oscars. I think, did she win an Oscar for Lady Sings the Blues? At least she might have been nominated for that. She went on to movies, TV specials, and fame and fortune. But Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, not so much. Time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying, at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that, for good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know who was in that scene with Sharon Stone, that famous scene Pete's talking about? Wayne Knight. That's Newman from Seinfeld. He was in that scene. Hard to believe Newman was in there. It's 620 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 83. Sunny at 70 right now here at Radio Park.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouth-watering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and can serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
That's a classic, huh? Only You, local news, and that is definitely a timeless hit here at WRJN. Got a study here. They found kids will do better in school if they have smarter friends. The question is, where do you find those smarter friends, huh? Where are they hanging out? All right, it's 626 at WRJN. Right now, Neil Diamond.
August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake.
what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
And Brother Love's Traveling Show. Well, a Salvation Traveling Show, anyway. It's 6:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning in the news. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fire tore through a home near Hamilton Avenue on Buchanan Street and Racine last night. Fire crews were called at around 8:30. No one was home at the time, and first responders rescued two dogs. It started near the back of the home with damages estimated at around $60,000. An investigation into the cause continues. Racine leaders say they've done everything they need to do in a long-running contract dispute with the firefighters union. The main issue is over health insurance language. The Racine city administrator says the union wants new language about retiree health benefits that weren't part of the previous contract. However, the Racine Firefighters Union says a state labor board ruled in April in favor of the union after years of mediation and court battles. The union says the city isn't following that ruling and that they plan to seek further guidance. The city's statement says they paid out $5.5 million in wage and benefit increases, added paid parental leave, and extra vacation days in the recent contract period. If you're heading north on I-94 in Racine County today, be ready for some slowdowns. Crews have shut down the two inside lanes near Highway 20 for road repairs. One lane comes back later today. The other won't reopen until the weekend. Officials say you might want to allow for extra travel time. And Racine Unified is stepping up efforts to take on the growing problem of student vaping. The Racine County Eye today has an in-depth piece about the new RUSD prevention programs and support initiatives. The district recently discussed plans to help students caught vaping avoid discipline by focusing more on education. Go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Taking out loans is many times a necessity for farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And Darla Sikora, the Director of Agricultural Loans with Citizens State Bank of Loyal, is here to give insight into what Wisconsin farms are most commonly taking these loans out for right now.
Not a lot of new barns going up, but occasionally there are new things to be added onto an existing barn, maybe expanding a freestall barn or something along those lines. For whatever reason, the last couple of months, I have actually seen a lot of our customers purchasing forage trailers. That is a big one. Getting crops made is the weather has, always has an impact, but the last couple of years have really been a challenge in our area, and getting good feed in when it's ready to go in is huge. So a lot of forage trailers for haylage put in when it needs to.
Sikora also says that if you are looking to get a loan, make sure you walk into the bank with a plan to pay them back to increase your chances of it being accepted. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions.
Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Last week, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin suggested that he may rescind the mandate on DEF systems, also known as the diesel exhaust fluid. This original ruling came after the 2009 greenhouse gas endangerment finding. If this were to be rescinded, it'd be the largest deregulatory action in the history of the U.S. It may also create some issues for the ethanol industry. If you like this agriculture news and want more of it, make sure to visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and storms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny, 86. Again, a slight chance of a storm. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s.
Currently, 66 degrees.
I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? And yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where's my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since first communion. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight. esteemed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
Daydream Believer, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny today, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 83, sunny and 70 right now at Radio Park. A little after 7, Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is going to be here. Talk about all the events coming to Racine for the rest of the summer. And maybe we'll go a little beyond the summer as well. That's all coming up here at WRJN. But first, the National Park Service put up a Facebook post reminding people that if you encounter a bear, quote, please don't push your slower friends down in an attempt to save yourself. You know, I never thought about it. It's not a bad idea. Can you believe they put this out on Facebook? It's true. Here's Leslie Gore now. Look at love.
Look at the way he looks at her.
It's 6:43, local news, timeless, it's WRJN. Hey, before you reach for anything in the refrigerator this morning, can you guess the dirtiest part of your fridge? It's not the produce drawer, nope, it's the handle. A study found fridge handles are the second filthiest spot in the average kitchen. Sinks are the only spot with more bacteria, so now go ahead, open that refrigerator, okay? Just don't touch any food after you do it. 6:43, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
We've been together since way back when. Sometimes I never want to see you.
Maine, still the one. ABC TV used to use that when they were the number one network. It was a long time ago. And they were coming out for their fall season, and they were still the one, they said. They claimed anyway. That was the song they used. 647, local news. Timeless hit to WRJN Sunshine today. Slight chance of showers and thunder bumpers with a high near 83. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms again tonight. A slight chance, lows 71. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow, but becoming sunny with a high near 86. Sunny Saturday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high 85. Right now, sunny and 70 right here at Radio Park. Hey, what's the number one amusement park in America? Think you know? What is it, Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios? Nope, there's a new number one. It's Dollywood. It's been named number one by U.S. by TripAdvisor, ahead of Disney and Universal. I was never there, but I was in that part of the country where it was. I was just traveling through, but I was close by. Never went. It's 648 WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Meet me in the moon.
Cass County, Francis, local news. Tom Liss hits at WRJN. I've got a real sweet story for you. Ready for this one? All right. A Wisconsin restaurant owner named Chad Trainer is in the news after a bunch of teenagers stepped in to help him keep his business intact. He owns a place called Urban Olive and Vine and only hires teenagers. Last September, his wife, Carol, had a grand mal seizure and was in the hospital for 8 months. Sadly, she didn't make it. She passed away in May. While all that was going on, Chad thought he might have to close down his business, but without even being asked, his employees, all teenagers, banded together and ran it for him. They trained each other, bought supplies, came up with new specials. Some of them even showed up at 5:30 in the morning to open and do prep work each day. The only time they allowed it to close so they all can go to Carol's funeral. Chad told a reporter he watched them turn from teenagers to adults. He loves them like his own kids. And every time you hear stories about bad teenagers, think about that one, all right? 6:53, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny right now, 70 degrees at Radio Park with the Temptations and... My girl, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, when you're having lunch today, I want you to think about this, all right? The average fast food burger contains meat from 55 different cows. Maybe on second thought, don't think about it when you're having lunch today. Who wants to think about that, right? Sunshine today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 83, sunny 70 right now here at Radio Park. You'll find us at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary AM frequency of 1400. Here come the fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling at WRJN.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
I'm hoping so.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, I'm going to assume that your birthday wasn't as good as Paris Hilton's birthday because Paris Hilton's husband gave her a brand new pink and white, fully customized private jet for her birthday. Even has the phrase, "That's hot," stenciled on the outside. By the way, it's capable of nonstop flights from LA to New York and Miami to London. Well, that's nice to have a husband to do that for you. It's just about 7 o'clock. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Kevin McDougal from 5K Events. We're going to get the lowdown on everything going on in Racine for the rest of the summer. Straight ahead right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news overnight from Moscow. The Kremlin's announced plans for a high-profile get-together, and the news comes a day before President Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
According to President Putin's foreign policy aide, Yuri Ushakov, Russia and America have agreed on a summit. A meeting between President Putin and President Trump will take place in the coming days, he said. He revealed that in principle, a location had been agreed on and would be announced later.
Mr. Trump's put the world on notice that any country still trading with Russia by tomorrow will be hit with new tariffs. More than 60 nations and the European Union were already hit with higher unrelated tariffs this morning. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Investors seem to